So, Leona, a song about Toronto. What inspired you to write this song?
Well, I realized that New York has a song and Chicago and San Francisco, and, you know, Toronto's come of age, and I thought it deserved a song. And I wanted to get all the imagery of the different parts of Toronto, and I'm so thrilled it just got premiered on the radio, and the video I just saw this morning, it's fantastic. It's going to be posted later on my website, but it will actually be a second version once they film me live tomorrow night. They'll add some of the live footage because I'm premiering it. We'll premiere at 8:15 on the main stage. I'm opening up the whole Taste of Danforth, so it's really exciting.
Fantastic. So great. So, I mean, Toronto is really your hometown, isn't it?
Yes, but I lived away for 20 years, and, you know, I think you have to be away from a place or even a person sometimes, you know, and then you come back and you appreciate it so much more. And, you know, I got some of the big sports figures. I got, like, Michael Pinball Clemens to yell out the thing about the Argos and Jerry Howarth and the Blue Jays, and I got two of the Maple Leafs. And it's just a very, very happy, upbeat song. And I'd love if people would come and sing along the chorus with me. The verses are a bit tricky, but sing along the chorus. You can go to my website, just leonaboyd.com, and we have a free download. You can hear the song. It's on iTunes, too. It just got on iTunes yesterday. But you can get a guitar score, you can get the lyric sheet, and then you'll be part of the video because they're going to film the audience, too. So if you want to stand near me, you know, near to the stage, you can be in the video to the official song for Toronto.
Fantastic. So there's a real sort of sports element to it because Toronto is a sports town, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly a sports expert, although I've got Ron McLean and all the old hockey players singing on my Canadian patriotic song that comes out in September. Just yesterday we recorded Chris Hadfield, the astronaut. He was the final one that I wanted, and he and I sing the opening line. So I'm thrilled about that, but that's a totally separate project. This Toronto song is just a project unto its own, and I'm going to be there for the 3 days at the Danforth in a tent, apparently. And we just printed up 1,000 CDs so people can get them, and it'll have the Toronto song, and also it'll give one sneak preview of the upcoming album called Thank You for Bringing Me Home, and I'll also sing that on tomorrow night. With two other guys that's playing with me, a guitarist and a singer. So it's going to be very exciting to do that on my home turf. And I think Toronto needs a song, don't you? I mean, we haven't had one.
Absolutely. And also, I mean, Taste of the Danforth and in Greece. I know you've spent some time in Greece, and so that's very special to you.
I played all over Greece. In fact, I played the big, I was sort of the Canadian musical ambassador at the Thessaloniki Music Festival when it was cultural capital of the world a few years ago. But I've gone on holidays, too, and stayed on the Greek islands. Pavlo, who I used to tour with, I took him on tour with me when he was just getting started in his career. He came, you know, with a whole Greek band, and we toured across Canada. And I learned some Greek when I was in Athens, and not that I speak it, just, you know, a few sentences. But it's going to be really, really great tomorrow night, 8:15. And say I'll be at the tent. Oh, they're also doing a Zorba dance. You can see that on my website. Me learning how to do the Zorba dance, it's funny, with four Greek girls. So it's all on, you know, classicalguitar.com or leonaboyd.com. Are you going to come, Gloria? Can you dance the Zorba dance? It's pretty darn hard. It's not easy.
It's difficult, I know.
And they're going to break the world record. So we need, I think, 10,000 people to come and dance this. I mean, I'm sure we're not all going to get in step. We'll probably end up doing something like having a gala or something simpler. But so, I've got it down now. I managed to get the video, and anyway, the girls taught me.
So you're trying to break a record?
Yes, that's the whole idea. They're breaking a record of two things. One is the largest cup of Greek yogurt ever, apparently, and then they give all the yogurt to animal feed. I don't know much of the details about many of the details, but the Zorba dance, I think it's 1:30 on Saturday. And I'm going to be there in my little tent. It's called the Partner's Tent. It's a block and a half east of Pape on the Danforth. And you can get an autograph, you can get photos, put on Facebook, whatever. But I want this Toronto song, you know, to become part of Toronto's cultural history. So the more we tweet about it, my Twitter is at Leona Boyd. But I'd love if, you know, the younger generation, who probably doesn't even know me because I've been away so long, you know, it's been a long time since I was sort of part of Toronto, you know, zeitgeist, part of the music scene. So I want the new generation to discover me through this Toronto song and through the upcoming album, which has a, you know, a cast of so many great Canadians, too.
Sounds
good. Jan Arden, Serena Ryder, you name it. I've got so many fantastic singers and choirs, and it's a really, really special album. It's taken me 2 years to do. They say it's like Leonard Cohen meets Enya, but that's the thing for latest in September, September 17th. Right now, the new release is the Toronto song.
All right. Well, thanks, Leona. That's terrific. Look forward to hearing the song and seeing
you
do Zorba dance.
Thank you. And the video will be posted later today on the website. They're just putting it together now, but it's really good. We filmed it at City Hall, and it's got people from all over the place, and even my sister's in it. And anyway, thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Leona.
Hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Bye, Gloria.